Hi, my name is Michelle Pyram, and I wanted to share this audio so that you understand my why for the reason that I'm engaged in this work. So as a seasoned human resources professional with 15 years of corporate HR experience, I declared that I would start my own coaching practice focused on helping people in their careers and doing work that represents their most authentic self. This was a culmination of events, but also the result of four pivotal moments for me. One, in my professional and personal life, I kept running into the same circles of newly minted MBAs and master's graduates, and those that were even seasoned in their careers. Most of them were either gainfully employed and miserable, or second-guessing their career choices after being in a mountains of student loan debt. Some of them were even in the six figures. I was running into them all the time, and they were constantly asking me for career advice. Secondly, on the other end of the career spectrum, at another point in my career, I also was charged with high volume recruiting for entry-level seasonal jobs. This is when I encountered many young adults in their mid-20s with no high school diploma or even a GED. It wasn't the lack of degree or wasn't the degree itself that bothered me. It was the fact that they didn't have a plan or any idea about their interests, what they wanted their contribution to the world to be, or any understanding about their career trajectory. This actually weighed heavy on me. It actually got me so upset. I remember crying out of frustration to a colleague about it because there were just too many applicants in the situation who also looked like me and mirrored my brown skin. Third, there was something to be said about the fact that I was constantly getting requests from family and friends and candidates who I'm hired in the past, and even complete strangers reaching out to me online wanting to quote unquote talk over coffee about something that either happened at work or wanting to more or less plot their career, their next career move. I knew this is where I was supposed to be. And last but certainly not least, I also know that I am guided in this work. It's my belief that God has given me ample space to share lessons learned and help people navigate their careers and be connected to them in a meaningful way. It's what I truly feel like I've been called to do. Altogether, working in HR has allowed me to provide guidance to the most promising professionals and even those lagging behind the pack. And quite frankly, in the most candid offline conversations, I realized that many people were still struggling to make the right career choices, whether they were seasoned, mid-level, fresh out of school, fresh out of the Ivy League, or even no school. You can't expect to be fulfilled or excited about your work if you haven't gotten to the core of who you are. I can't stress that enough. For example, for me, I came to a point where I would wake up every day feeling as if I needed more time to figure things out. There were times where I would even sleep the whole night and would wake up feeling like I took a 15-minute nap. I knew I needed the time to understand this thing called life and answer questions about my own career path. But while I was trying to figure out life, I spent time on personally unfulfilling tasks that did not allow me the time to really understand what mattered the most to me. I couldn't find my passion. I couldn't find my true purpose. And over time, I eventually hired a coach to help me get to the core of who I am, and it was by far the best investment I ever made. I even made this investment while I was experiencing unemployment. Just a little bit about me. I had experienced unemployment twice in 2 years in the last economic recession. I had a very meager savings account, and I spent a few tens of thousands of dollars that I didn't have solely on my personal development and even for coaching. This actually was a turning point for me. It was at that time and at that moment I created personal and professional changes that I never dreamed were possible. Then I started to realize that almost everyone around me was scratching their head about their own lives and their own careers. And for many of them, their dreams remained dormant and their stories sounded a lot like this. It was, I hate my job and I'm too afraid to leave. Or I have this great idea, but I think I'll fail at launching at it. So what will everybody think? Or I have this passion for X, but I'm too afraid that it's not going to work. or it's I don't know what my passion is, or I don't even know where to start, or it's I have too much responsibility on my plate, I don't have enough time, or it's, you know, my gut is telling me that I have the potential to do so much more, but I don't know what it is. I can tell you this, once I began to live my life to my fullest potential and I took all of my blocks and my barriers out of the equation, and that looks different for everybody, and you can diagnose that once you get to the core of who you are, you will get closer to where you want to be. And over time, several people started asking me, how did I do it? How did I create all that I wanted in my life and in my career without wasting a lifetime? So I created Be Accountable Inc. to show you how.